This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the person they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. I know of three simple words that can make a huge difference in your life. Are you ready? Here they are. I love you. Now, let me start today by saying I do. I love you. I'm glad you've tuned in today. I'm glad you're here. I can make a difference. You can make a difference with those three words when you use them in a sincere and positive way and are not simply passing over something that you've done wrong and hoping that that erases something that you need to address in another way. How we say those words to others can make a whole lot of difference in your life. Several years ago, when my wife was still working, teaching in elementary school, we had a car worked on for a while. And both of us had to carpool. That is, I had to drop her off at school and then come to work here. So the two of us this went on for quite a while. And I had to truly say, I don't have to do this, but I get to do this. The temporary inconvenience of having to juggle our schedules turned out to be well worth the benefit. I got to spend extra time with my wife. She actually saved me time. Every now and then she would say, did you remember to get your lunch, or did you get those letters for the mail? And, you know, I would forget, and that saved me from going back and getting them later on like I used to. So it was much more than saving a few minutes, though, here and there that made the difference. Much more than the drop-off and pick-up, because at the drop-off and pick-up time for me in that commute, the first words Lori would say when I picked her up were also the last words she said when I dropped her off, I love you. Those three words stayed with me between letting her off at school where she worked till the time I picked her up and heard them again. But they weren't just for the car for those few seconds. They're for life itself, those three words, I love you. See, those words are beyond time. They make time itself worthwhile. Of course, I would say the same thing back to her, I love you. It's a two-way street. And we make sure we say those words today when we leave, when we see each other, and several times in between. It's important to say it with meaning, though. I got to thinking, we do get so in a rush, getting out of the house to go to work or hurrying to end up a phone call or to get something really important done, that we often forget to say to each other in meaningful ways, I love you. So I'm obviously talking about people with whom you have walked for a period of time with, I mean, lived or known for a while. If someone you barely know blurts out the words, I love you, you would likely raise an eyebrow of skepticism, and rightly so. And of course, actions always speak louder than words. If someone says, I love you, but you know they're scheming behind your back to hurt you, or maybe not even scheming, maybe being downright abusive, well, you have a right to wonder, question about what they're saying, what their motives are. So I'm talking here about those whom we know, those whom we love, and we can, in a sincere way, say, I love you. They have a track record with us. Maybe you have trouble saying those words with meaning. Maybe it's difficult for you to stop and say it to someone you know and you love. Perhaps it's just difficult for you to verbalize it. But say it anyway, because if you don't, later you could possibly regret that. You just say the words and you'll get used to it. Say it with meaning. My dad loved his family. We all knew it. There was absolutely no doubt about that. But he had trouble saying, I love you, for some reason. I think it was because of his upbringing in another day and time where people didn't often express their feelings. And he would have trouble. I mean, my brothers and I still chuckle about that. He would always say, as he signed off the phone, well, I love y'all. And he had trouble saying, I love you. But I think when we say that, it makes us, to a degree, vulnerable. We don't like to be vulnerable. There's always the possibility that someone might laugh at us or sneer at us. On a deeper level, we fear the pain that loving others can bring into our heart. For it is true, love does hurt. And I'm not talking about a jilted lover. I'm talking about the pain that comes when we truly love a person. So that person or spouse or child or parent or friend can bring pain in that love. That's true. That's part of life, though. In the movie Shadowlands, the movie is about the love affair and short marriage between C.S. Lewis and Joy Davidman. At the end of the movie, after Joy had died, Lewis explains his suffering like this. "Why love if losing it hurts so much? I have no answers," he said, "only the life I have lived. Twice in that life, I was given the choice as a boy and a man. The boy chose safety. The man chose suffering. The pain now is part of the happiness then. That's the deal." Well, that's the deal, isn't it? Jesus had joy around the table as he shared the Last Supper with his disciples, and he told them he loved them. A few hours later, he proved the extent of that love as he hung on the cross. So say it, "I love you," even though the words may bring not only happiness but pain. Believe me, it's worth it. Do it, and then come back here next week. And in the meantime, go out and be that loving person God created you to be. Here comes the sun.